You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Isaac Arden, 18, meets his 14-year-old ex-girlfriend, Jalen Walker, at a park on the Red River, Moorhead, North Dakota. The two get in an argument, and Jalen smacks Arndt. Arndt retaliates, stabbing the little teen girl, Jalen, 13 times. As she struggles to breathe, he decides to put her, quote, out of her misery. He slits her neck, hugs her, and stabs her in the back. When he's sure Jalen's dead, he drags her body to the river and heads to the hospital for cuts he got while stabbing little Jalen.
Nancy, Arndt told police at the hospital that a man with a knife attacked him and Jalen, and he managed to escape. Arndt repeats the story to his second cop before admitting he stabbed Jalen in self-defense. Arndt said he fled the scene on his scooter and discarded his phone on the way to the hospital.
Isaac Arndt, now charged with murder. A 9-year-old Brooklyn boy reported missing when he doesn't show up to school. Cops start a citywide search. Fox 5 TV's Sky Fox helicopter flies to the boy's apartment building where he was last seen. There on the roof, the pilot spots a boy in a school uniform sprawled out in a lounge chair playing on his laptop. The pilot calls it in. Moments later, an NYPD officer approaches the boy, who quickly realizes the gravity of a day of hooky. The boy safely returned to his relieved mother, who may sentence him to a week of being grounded. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in California as a 17-year-old high school senior appears in juvenile court facing serious charges in connection with the shooting of San Francisco 49ers rookie wide receiver Ricky Pearsall. For the latest, we turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
The teenager, whose identity is being withheld due to his age, is charged with attempted murder, assault with a semi-automatic weapon, and attempted second-degree robbery, with additional gun-related charges filed by San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins. During the court appearance, the teen, dressed in green, showed little emotion as he faced the judge. He did not acknowledge his parents, who were present in the courtroom. His attorney, Deputy Public Defender Bob Dunlap, expressed on his behalf that the teen is remorseful for what transpired. The shooting occurred in broad daylight on August 31st in San Francisco's Union Square, a high-end shopping district. 23-year-old Ricky Pearsall had just finished shopping when he was allegedly targeted for his Rolex watch. Pearsall was shot through the chest, though the bullet fortunately missed vital organs. He was released from San Francisco General Hospital the following day and has since been placed on the non-football injury list by the 49ers as he recovers from the incident and a pre-existing shoulder injury. The suspect, a resident of Tracy, California, was arrested near the scene of the shooting. Prosecutors have yet to decide whether to pursue the case in adult court, a decision that will require judicial approval under California law. For now, the teenage suspect remains in custody, with a probation officer recommending he be transferred to his home county of San Joaquin, where he faces separate legal matters. However, Superior Court Judge Roger C. Chan ruled that the teen will remain in San Francisco as the case moves forward.
Also in San Francisco this week, the U.S. Department of Justice has launched a formal investigation into wide claims of widespread sexual abuse by correctional officers at two California state prisons for women. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
This new probe focuses on the Central California Women's Facility in Chowchilla and the California Institution for Women in Chino, both operated by the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The DOJ's decision follows what officials describe as, quote, significant justification to examine allegations of sexual misconduct spanning years. Hundreds of lawsuits have been filed with women accusing prison staff of rape, sexual abuse, and coercion in exchange for contraband or privileges. The Department of Corrections issued a statement affirming that it does not tolerate sexual abuse in its facilities and that it supports the investigation. The inquiry into the Chino facility stems from a lawsuit involving 21 women alleging that between 2014 and 2020, they were subjected to groping, forced rape, and threats of violence by correctional officers. The DOJ also revealed that some of the alleged perpetrators included staff members responsible for handling sexual abuse complaints.
Chino is located roughly 35 miles east of Los Angeles, while Chowchilla is about 145 miles southeast of San Francisco.
Thanks, John. Jared Chavis, 19, moves in with a cousin in Houston while he takes college courses after serving in the Air Force. Jared, his cousin, and his best friend are invited out by an acquaintance, Bolt Suave. Suave picks the men up at a CVS parking lot where Jared leads his car. On the ride to the club, Suave gets into an argument with another driver and fires shots out the window. Jared's friend and cousin run from the car but lose sight of Jared. They assume he'll meet them back at the CVS. When they get there, his car is gone. 4 days later, Jared's car found abandoned just a few blocks away, unlocked, and the inside has been cleaned out. Jared Chavis, never seen again, now missing 6 years. Jared Chavis, African-American, 5'8", 175 pounds, short black hair, brown eyes, wearing a red hoodie, jeans, and orange LeBron James sneakers. If you have info on Jared Chavis, call Houston PD, 832-394-1872. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.